Well, you'll be relieved to know that there's no gunge in my bag today. All the adults are feeling relieved. Yeah, I know. I did consider it very carefully. So, we've seen the Nativity, and we've seen the different characters, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with that story. So what I wanted to do today is talk about three presents. And actually, it's not the three presents that you might expect. As soon as my kids found out about this, they were saying, oh yeah, the three presents from the wise men. But actually, that is not the case. So I've bought three of my Christmas presents with me that we're going to open early. Right, that's a bit heavy. Hang on. And I'm going to need some help. So when we saw the Nativity, we saw the shepherds who were visited by the angels. And you'll notice that they were very afraid. Some very good acting. And the angels turned up. And we've got an account of this in the Bible, in the book of Luke, in chapter 2. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses from verse 10 and 11. And this is what the angels said. This is part of what the angels said to the shepherds. They said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And in that announcement, the angels told the shepherds three things about the baby Jesus. The first thing is the angels told them it's just what they were hoping for. Now, who's made a Christmas list? Put your hand up if you've made a Christmas list this year. Christmas lists must be dying out. Is anyone hoping for something in particular? What's the top thing? Jack, what's the top thing on your Christmas list? A Nintendo DS. Right, anyone else got something? What's the top of other people's lists? Darcy, what's on your list? A yo-yo. Ah, that is, well, good list management by your parents. Yes. What would you like? A friendship? Friendship Lego. Wow, that sounds good. I've not come across friendship Lego. Well, hopefully some of you will be here next Sunday and you'll be able to bring your presents along, and maybe some of you will have actually got something that you were hoping for. When I was a kid, we used to at home have the Argos catalogue. Who here remembers the Argos catalogue? I was going to bring one along as a prop. We've been to two Argoses yesterday. Argos catalogue is now no longer. It's all gone online. I was devastated that there is now no Argos catalogue. It's in Sainsbury's. What Sainsbury's do the Argos catalogue? Well, it's not in Argos. It's not in two Argoses. There is no Argos catalogue. Yeah. Who would have thought? They have the one in the shop that you can flick through where you can see all the stuff that they sell in their secret room. And me and my brothers used to go through this catalogue and circle everything that we wanted. We had very extensive Christmas lists, all the sporting stuff and the toys and everything. Now this year, I think I quite fancy a new iPad. Now I've bought three presents here. Now I need a volunteer to come and help me open the first one. Right. Ed, you can come and help. Right. Ed, can you come up here on the stage? And I want you to just open the first present, which is that one. Can you open it for me? Then you have to open the box and have a look at what's in the box. It should open. There'll be something for me and something for you. And it is a particular way round. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Ed. Can we give Ed a round of applause? No, that's not yours, Justin. Right, an iPad. Just what I was hoping for. Now, when the angels told Jesus that, angels told the shepherds that Jesus was the Christ, that is just what they'd been hoping for. So the shepherds, and they lived, they were Jews, and Jesus was born into the Jewish people, and they had been looking forward for a really long time for this king to come, this special king. And that's what the Messiah or Christ means, that he, Jesus, is the king that he, God had promised to run everything. That's what they'd been hoping for. Now, if you flick back in the Bible, so we're looking, I'm sure lots of you go to bodybuilders will know how the Bible works. So you, in the New Testament is when Jesus was born. If you go all the way back to the book of Isaiah, 700 years ago, before, this is what was written. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom. And there are things in the Bible, even earlier than that, about this special king coming. So can you imagine 700 years ago? So about 1300, so that's ages and ages ago, a little bit after the Battle of Hastings, but not that much after. And someone had written a book, and they said that this special king was going to come, and people were waiting. And they'd waited, and they'd told their children, and they'd told their children, and children, and children, and lots of children after that. And still, you're waiting, you're waiting, you're waiting. And then, boom, some angels turn up, and they tell you that this king has arrived. Well, we struggle to wait for a few weeks. I know when I was a child and I was looking in the Argos catalogue, I was struggling to wait until Christmas to see what I might have got. But they'd waited 700 years to get what they'd hoped for. And that's what Jesus was. He was this king. Right. Second present. Yes. Charlotte, would you like to come and open my second present? Right, you're going to come, right, you'll have to share the other thing, yeah. Right, the middle one, yeah, can you do it together? What have we got in here? You might need to turn the box over. Can you turn the box over? What's in there? You see that bit of sellotape on the top? Does that open it? Try now. What can you find in there? Wow, can I have the card? I've got a card. And you'll have to go, your mummy will have to cut that in half for you to save the rows. I wasn't expecting double acts. No, should have bought some spares. Right, thank you very much. Can we give them a round of applause? So, there's a card. Let me have a look what the card says. Do you want to do the third one in a minute? Okay, sit patiently and then you can have a go at the third one in a minute. Right, I've got a card. Let's see what it says. Something in the card. Dear Stuart, with best wishes for Christmas and the New Year, don't spend it all at once. Love from Auntie Margaret. Ah, she always sends me a check for £10 every Christmas. Let's have a look what we've got in here. What have I got? Check. Who can see what it's for? Can anyone read it? It's in Turkish lira. No. £1,000 to me from Auntie Margaret. Wow, that's more than I was expecting. And that is what the angels said to the shepherds. They were expecting this king. That's what they were hoping for, what they were waiting for. But then the angels tell them it's actually better than that. Has anyone ever got a present that is more than they were expecting or better than they had expected? Yes, Chris has. What did you get? That's cool. As a surprise. Yeah. You'd written off any hope, hadn't you? Yeah, Chris got a drum kit. So the angels told the shepherds that Jesus was the Lord and that he was actually God. Now, I didn't even realize this until I read it, especially after reading the words in Isaiah. But the Jewish people, aren't waiting. So a lot of Jewish people are still waiting. They haven't realized that Jesus was the Messiah. They're not waiting for someone who is God. They're just waiting for a king, like we would expect a king to rule and maybe fight wars and rule on this earth and to point to God. But they're not actually expecting God. So these shepherds were waiting for a normal king, just a human being to come along. So when the angel then turns up and tells the shepherds that actually this is God, that was much more than they were expecting. So Jesus is something that we were hoping for, and it's more than we expected. Right, third one. Now, I've already got my volunteer. Where is she lurking? Yes, she's coming down. It's like the price is right. Right, can you open my third present? Yeah. I've got to entertain all ages. Right. So the top come off that box. What have we got? And one for you. Thank you very much. Let's have a round of applause. I've got a woolly hat. I've got a woolly hat, just what I need, especially when you've got a haircut like me or Gerwin. You really need something to keep your head warm in the winter. So, and that is what Jesus was. That's when the angels turn up to the shepherds. So they said he's going to be the king and he's going to be God, but he's also the Savior. He's just what they needed. So they knew that there was a problem in terms of how they could relate to God, and that they couldn't actually be friends with God without someone else to help them, because they've done bad stuff, the same as we've done bad stuff, which means that God and us can't be friends unless someone does something about it. So that night, when the angels turned up to the shepherds, and that one verse in the Bible talks about three things: how God was what they hoped for, more than they expected, and what they needed. So I'm sure next week you'll be getting some presents. Hopefully you will. When you're opening them, maybe you can try and remember about what the angels said to the shepherds and the three things that presents at Christmas can remind us about. That Jesus, when he grew up to be the special king, and his kingdom is still around now, and we can be part of that kingdom if we choose to make him our king. That he is not just a normal person, but he's actually God, and that we can know God in Jesus. And finally, that he's the Savior that came to save us. So I'm just going to pray, and then Al's going to come up and we're going to sing a couple of carols just to finish our service. Father, we thank you for Christmas, that you sent Jesus down to earth so that we can know him and know you. We thank you that you have sent the King, who's actually your own son, that he would save us, that he would grow up, and that Christmas is just the start of the story. It carries on to Easter, when he died and rose again, and carries on now, and that we can know him. And as we open our presents next week on Christmas Day, would we remember the gift that you gave us on that first Christmas? In Jesus' name, amen.